The fact is that knowledge leads to Allah, whether you call it religious or non-religious. And the apparent boundary between the religious knowledge and non-religious knowledge, in fact, does not exist. If you have a right bent of mind, then every knowledge is religious knowledge. Like the Holy Quran explains, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So here, both the religious and apparently material knowledge, I mean, according to some terminology, it's material knowledge, they are combined together as religious knowledge. Ulil al-bab, those who have wisdom, their qualities have been described. Number one, they remember Allah, waking and sleeping, rising and sitting in every posture, in every way, at every time. And secondly, they keep pondering over the laws of nature. And when they ponder over the laws of nature, they direct them to the same Lord of which they were remembering anyway, even before that. So they remain in the constant state of closeness to Allah, whether they are directly remembering Allah or pondering over the laws of nature, that is Allah's creation. So those the reflections upon the laws of nature send them back to the Lord from where they had started this journey. So that means they can never travel away from Allah, whatever the nature of knowledge be they are pursuing. So that is very important for Ahmadis to learn, that all knowledge is the knowledge of Allah, created by Allah. And if you have the right bent of mind, whatever branch of knowledge you are studying and pursuing would lead you to Allah. And then everything becomes religious knowledge. If, on the other hand, somebody is pursuing religious knowledge, but it leads him away from Allah and distorts his personality instead of improving it, then that knowledge is not religious knowledge at all. It is a profane knowledge. It has nothing to do with religion. So it all depends on how you look at knowledge. So it's my hobby or pursuit from the childhood to learn as much as I can, although I have not been able to do it as I should have wished. And I am very imperfect in so many fields of knowledge, almost every field of knowledge. But I have a natural desire, a yearning, a hunger for knowing whatever Allah has created. So that should be the attitude of every Ahmadi.